Blog Talk Radio.
Protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more feeler speed. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead, but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us?
You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color Persian ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call them now, he'll pick up the phone, and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell them wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercation with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my young is to vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no game. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio. This is Battle Talk. I am your host, Tone. Got some guests with me. SK, you with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Man. What's going on? Lav, Lav, you with us?
I'm here, man. See what you put me through?
Good gracious, bro. All you had to do was call the number, bro. That's it. Just call the number.
He was making a busy noise. It was beeping and beeping. I said, oh, yeah, he gave us something, some kind of number.
Everybody else got on that Lav. Man, it's like I said, get rid of that Obama phone.
How Rock's phone get on before mine?
No.
Rock got to go outside for his service.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Check it out, though. We about to, this week one, man, I got two battle rappers on. This one just started in Maryland and work our way around. This is our first show. I'm just going to be asking y'all some questions, man. I want y'all honest opinions, man. So let's jump right in it. SK, I'm gonna start with you first. When did you get into battle rap?
I got into battle rap, man, a long time ago. It seemed like 2006, 2007, probably 2007. I got serious. You know, I had a couple breaks in between, about a 2-year break, and I'm just fresh back now for Battles In for my break. But I've been doing it for a minute since 2007.
That's what's up. Lad, when did you get into battle rap?
Probably like 2010, 2011. Started battling just in the neighborhood, calling out other neighborhoods and just rapping. What, no camera, no nothing. We ain't get no footage, nothing. That's when I really got into it. Mac was doing the DVDs. We was lit. That's what we wanted to do. But, you know, shit looking good right now. Got me feeling real comfortable. I'm still with it.
That's what's up. Now, I'm going to bounce around because I don't want y'all to kind of know where the question's coming from. So I'm going to bounce around with these questions. SK, give me the top five battlers.
You talking like all? Like
yeah,
all 10?
All time. Like anybody. Top 10, mid 10, your top five.
I got you. Now, this whole preface, this ain't like the top of people I think the best, but my top five, like my favorite five, I'm going to have to say
Twerk. Your favorite five. Your favorite five.
Definitely. Yeah, we're going to go with Twerk. We're going to go with Chess. Bucks with Chess. And Saga.
Mm-hmm.
This way I get a little shaky. It's a lot of niggas I fuck with, but I don't know them last two. I mean, Jay Murda used to be in there. I fuck with Jay Murda heavy. And I got to put Nitty in there. So that's my five right there.
Bet. Lev, top five.
I'm going to go Rock. Definitely Luck is already in there. He's solidified. It's shaky. But T-Top really working his way. I mean, I didn't want to say his name, but he working his way. You got to go Sue Surf. Sue Surf is in there. And the fifth, man, I got to say me. Spit up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I like that.
This is me. Yeah.
Bet. Now, SK, if you could battle any top 10 battler, who would it be and why?
I never thought about this question, to tell you the truth.
Now, that's a tough one, see?
That is tough. I would say like Nitty, yo, because I feel like Nitty always come with a solid performance, always. He always going to give you three rounds, punching heavy. He's going to be clean footage. I just got to do my job. I feel like I would go with Nitty. I would say Twerk because that's like my favorite, but the nigga, he don't prepare. He all fucked up. You know, I would go with Nitty because I know it's going to be a classic. Footage going to come out clean.
Facts.
As long as I do my job, we good.
Facts. Last. If you could battle any top 10 person, who would it be and why?
You know who I'm going to say. I mean, I gotta say Rock. Mm-hmm. Gotta say Rock. Two niggas from Maryland. Going at it. I feel like, all right, look, I respect Rock. Don't get me wrong. And he definitely deadly is. He deadly as shit. But I feel like he don't really mention Maryland like that. Like, he don't really put Maryland on. He don't really stand for us for real. So, I feel like I'm not trying to battle him like to be the king of Maryland. I feel like I want to battle him. Like, look, nigga, if you repping this what it is, then I'm going to smoke him. I'm going to give him some, I'm going to remind him. I feel like he forgot where he came from type shit.
Okay.
He from Edgewood. You know what I'm saying? He from Edgewood. You won't ever hear that. I bet if I didn't say that, you wouldn't have known. Smith was right or wrong.
Correct, 100 facts.
Now, SK, let me get. What was your best battle, and what made it your best battle?
Sure. Unfortunately, I would say my best battle was a battle that footage got messed up on. But if we're going with what's out, I would say back in the day, SK versus Ammo. That's one of my favorites for some reason. So far that's out, footage-wise. What made it my best battle, that battle specifically, I wanted that battle. The person I battled, Ammo, at that time, I had like a grudge against the nigga, you know what I mean? So it was real. It was, the tension was there, it was thick, and it just made a good battle. It made for a real good battle.
Okay. Dope. Lavish, what was your best battle and why?
Oh, no. I feel like I'll be fucked niggas up. man, it's definitely between, it's between the two major battles. And the Drew battle, it's between one of them. Just because of performance, my energy, I kept it lit the whole way through. The way I wrote it, the way I went over it, practiced it, I performed it the same way. Like I was in my house, I was real comfortable. So those were two of my most comfortable battles. I'm good with those.
Okay. That's Kay. Now, when you preparing for a battle, do you write for the person or do you just write bars?
Nah, I write for the person, and I'm like real picky on that too. Like I can't start writing until I got my op. You know what I mean? For some reason, like it's always bars in my notebook that I got left over and shit that can go towards anybody. But I like writing with a person, a target. You know what I mean?
It definitely depends who the op is. That can make a difference too.
Yeah.
Back. You might have personal on you though. You know what I mean? Like if I get a name, I would already be right because I can't stop writing anyway. It's like when I get a name, I'll put both in. I'll be writing for you, like saying his name, this and that, da da da, and what I already got. You know what I mean? I just close it all into one. That's how I plan it out for the most part. I learned that in the battle with mine. You know what I mean? Yes, in the Zeke battle, I learned that shit. Don't ever just write for one dude. Y'all told me that. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, I switched that up for real. I stopped writing for just that one dude. You know what I mean? Because all my shit was for Ziggy. But when it came to battling Zeke, it sounded just like I was battling Ziggy, but I'm spitting to Zeke. I ain't like that. You know what I mean? So I switched it.
I like that. I hear that, but you know, yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll let you. No, you got it. Go ahead. Explain what you were saying.
All I was gonna say about that is I like, you know, what I mean, what he's saying as far as like making it not for one person, so it can go just in case a nigga no show and you gotta battle somebody else. I just went through that myself, but like at the same time, in person is hit. You know what I mean? Them bars and name flips and them bars for that person, like those shake room. So it's kind of hard to do that. You know what I mean? So it's like a give and take type of thing. That's all. Go ahead, next question.
All right. Now, SK, what was your worst battle and why?
Man, I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I always feel I got a couple of them, man. For a period of time, I was doing a lot of choking. It was basically, I'll tell you why, it was prep, just horrible prep. I mean, for multiple battles, consecutive battles, I found myself prepping Friday night for a battle on Saturday evening. And it just kept happening, you know what I mean? I knew what the problem was, and still I procrastinate, and I let the shit happen again. So it's a couple of them, probably about 3 or 4 of them, where I just choke. I'm not talking about choke one round. I'm talking about every motherfucking round. Like, I ain't get the 4 bars out for the whole battle. So those would be my worst battles.
Last, first battle and why?
Shit, I'm going to stay against Drops for real. I ain't fuck with that battle. I ain't like my shit. My homies know. I told them that. I ain't like that battle. I was in that battle thinking two things at the same time. Energy was like extra boosted for you. I needed to be in there with a clear mind, just thinking about battle rap and him. I was in two different worlds at that one place and watching the footage. I ain't like it. I probably won't ever watch that footage again. What are you talking about? I'm mad at myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, SK, right? What's the toughest battle you've been in? Who's the toughest opponent you've faced so far?
That's easy. That's going to be Prep. No doubt, Prep. Definitely, because, you know, it's, you know what I mean? His lyrical ability off the break, his writing ability is crazy. But then the freestyle on top of that, he's deadly. That's definitely my most deadly opponent. Thus far, you know what I mean?
Last, toughest battle you've been in?
Shit, be honest with you, I was just thinking about it when you asked him. I ain't come up with no answer. And ain't nobody I battled so far that I couldn't beat anyway. Yeah, I thought about it. Didn't work. Yeah, you know what I mean? There ain't nobody that I battled that I couldn't beat anyway. Yeah, straight up. I can't say who my next opponent is if it goes through and if it locks in, but that's what I'm going to push my pin. But so far, you know, it's just been battles. I get it. Proving myself, trying to practice myself. That's it. Yep.
You ain't had no tough one yet.
Ain't had a real tough one yet. I mean drops. I like to push my pin. Drops. I had to push my pin a little bit more than the rest of them because I was, you know, I mean, because I heard it be getting a name and shit and about to just do that to me in there. So that's big. But yeah, I could have really did him bad the whole time. I feel like there's nobody I went against yet that I couldn't beat anyway. I feel like I lost the drops battle, but don't get me wrong. I feel like that's the only battle I really lost. Mike might got me on a judge battle. Fans stay different. No cap.
Now let me ask you this, SK. When it comes to battles, do you like one rounders or three rounders?
I definitely like three rounders better. I just feel like it's more, you know what I mean? It's easier to judge. It's hard to judge one rounder, especially if they both did it. Dang it, it's tough. You know what I mean? I like three rounders for sure. Go back and forth. And then if you want to rebuttal, you can rebuttal.
No bullshit.
Lad, one rounder's a three rounder.
After one rounder long enough, you know, pause, you know what I'm saying? After one rounder is straight, you know, like 5 minutes, 30 seconds, normally what a one rounder would go. I feel like that's reasonable. But I got to go for a three rounder. That's going to show charisma. You know, it's going to show if you really got it or you don't.
All right, SK, how important is the crowd?
To me, it's big, man. Like, I don't know. I never rapped in front of, no crowd, so I don't know how that is, but I know when the crowd ain't vibing or the crowd's just dead or not listening or whatever the case may be, it throw me off. So I feel like I need the crowd. I don't need the crowd, but I prefer the crowd. The crowd definitely boosts me, and you know what I mean? I prefer that than no crowd. For sure.
Now, this is a two-part question. Has the crowd ever messed you up from getting too hype?
Yeah, I would say yeah. I would have to go with yeah. I mean, I went out to Showtime Battle Arena a couple years ago. I think I've been there twice, matter of fact. But, I remember battling once, and I wouldn't get the reaction that I expected to get from the crowd, and it was kind of throwing me off. So, you know, you rap different, so. You're just going straight through your shit, you know what I mean? There's no time for reaction, no breaks, and it just threw you off, or it threw me off at least. So I had to say yeah to that question.
But let me laugh. You like the crowd?
Or the footage. You know, it's a big difference. Every battle rapper know it. There's a difference between killing a nigga in the room and killing him off the camera, too. It sound real good inside. But when you watch it, it wasn't even lit. I'm trying to set an example both ways. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own opinion. It's opinionated foot. You got to kill a nigga both ways, on cam, off cam, to make sure that you won. That's the only way to bet in a battle rap, to me.
Let me ask you this. Now, like Lad said, could you win in the room and then lose on camera?
It's a big difference.
I mean, me personally, I hear that I recognize the difference. I don't think it's that big of a difference, but I guess you can, technically. I don't know. For me, I can't think of a battle I watched or been in where that was the case. But I've been in, my TDA. I think it is possible. My TDA's battle, for example, niggas said I won in the room. I felt like I won in the room. people watched the footage and they thought otherwise. So I guess it's possible, you know what I mean? But for me, I don't know. For the most part, it's always the same with me. If I thought you wanted rum, then I usually agree with it when I see it on camera. But that's just me.
Right. Lance, can you win? Can you win in the rum and then lose on camera?
Yeah, that's very possible. I definitely feel like I won in the room and on cam, you know. But I seen some errors on cam that I don't see when I'm rapping. That's what I was getting. That's what I was about to say to SK. They get caught up in the moment. So, like, while you in there, you get caught up in that moment. You don't really get to see what you see when you sit at home and watch. You know what I mean? Then that's when you really catch shit like, oh, like, what the fuck?
But
I turn that into positive. I protect myself off of watching the footage. Whatever I see that I'm better with, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, even though it felt good in the room, when you felt good in the room, when you were alone, your energy different.
Yeah.
Anybody.
I'm going to ask y'all one more question, then we're going to go to break, play a couple of songs, then we're going to come back with the second half for the questions. SK, I'm not a big fan of this, but I understand it. I think it's kind of cool. I've learned to like it. But how do you feel about the battle rap groups? And this is a two-part question. Do you think that it should be every man for themselves?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I kind of feel both ways with that. I like the groups when it's done right, and not every group is done right. Understand what I'm saying? I think the group can work when it's done right and it's a strong group and not just any, you know what I mean? Like, the right people join up, it's got to go together. And I don't know. I think it can work. But I like the vibe with every man fighting for himself, because at the end of the day, when you in the ring, you by yourself. You know what I mean? So I like that. I like that. And at the same time, I'm kind of both ways iffy. If it's done right, I'm with it, but usually it's not, to be honest. So every man for himself, usually the way to go.
Yeah. Lav, you with the groups or every man for themselves?
Yeah, I'm going to go with SK on that one. I'm down with the groups. They're some of the best groups in the world done broke up. I mean, I feel like a lot of groups break up. But I feel like a good group is a group that everybody's still in the group but got their own wave regardless. You know what I mean? They don't need a group, but they're loyal to that group. That makes a group. Still, you know, keep your own path. Keep your own wave. That's lit. That's a group. I feel like that's what we build over in GOTC, Maryland. I feel like everybody got their own route, but we still stick together. That's a group.
Mm.
Yeah,
back.
I rock with the group, but I feel like it take away some battle. I feel like don't form a group until all y'all battle. I think everybody should battle first, and then you can get in that group because, like, for instance, like the big groups that we see on Smack, there's a lot of battles that we probably want to see that we probably won't ever get to see because they on teams now. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like
I did that.
Part of me is like the group's cool because it builds that brotherhood and you can brand it different. You know, it's a lot more help because you're not by yourself. But then you don't get that, you lose out on some battles if those guys didn't battle each other already. So it's a lot of battles you miss out on. So I guess, you know, it's 50-50. You know, it like you say, it worked both ways. You just can't force a group. You gotta make sure everybody it meshed together. It's official. You know what I'm saying? But check it out. We're gonna get into like two or three songs, and then we're gonna come back with the second half of the questions. I got the homie SK. I got the homie Labby Lab, the great. This is Radio Battle Talk. Stay with us, man. We're gonna get into a couple songs. Check it out.
Sometimes your eyes look blue to me, although Niggas friends that's from the bottom, I know they relate. Either dying a legend or you just dying alone. Will I make it or fail? At least I tried on my own. If I fall, I'ma get up, then I'm right back on the road. I ride for my niggas, whether they right or they wrong. How could they never believe? I'm not no regular nigga, can't let them see if I bleed. My shit ain't regular, nigga, I'm something special, nigga. Blood of a running slave, heart of a rising king. Spirit I never betray, hey!
You already know what it is, nigga. 21 Gun Salute. We live by it, we die by it. Rich. Man. For real. I'm 28 and never bid it for the pigs. I'm grateful, especially for them nights I had work all on the table. Taking trips to get it, had me feeling like I'm Rafe. Took them risks for my daughters, had to show them I was able. Taking personal losses just to ensure we were stable. Drinking away the pain with apple juice and the maple. Few brothers want to kill me, feel like I'm Cain and Abel. It hurt more when the ones who betray you want to betray you. I don't think they hear me. Nah, they should have stayed in school. Worry about making a name until they make the news. Won the ball like Mayweather, forgetting April Fools. Chose to play in the game and then I chose to break the rules. Post it up, trying to get it. Can find me by the bricks. Fiends running up and down the strip, trying to get their fix. First cousin, pull me to the side, try and get a nick. But this the type of shit you experience when you in the mix. This shit a trip. Old man snaked me out of some fucking bands. Crazy party pleaded to me, needed a helping hand. First thought was telling him no. He said he had a plan. Said fuck it, ain't use my judgment. They gave his ass a chance. Small money don't mean nothing. I need 100 grand. Niggas tripping, burning they bridges. Shit, I don't understand. Plug put me square on the mound. I pissed it underhand. Bartender mixing the liquid shit you don't understand. Used to play the spot of the block every night here. Really earn my right there by getting youngins right there. Hoodie on, bottle full of monkey in my night cares. Moving all them circles to one day get me a nice square. Ain't thinking about no loot. Man, I'm trying to have a crew, be able to walk them to the mall. Then leave out with a zoo. Just a pull up in the Hamptons to a mansion in the view. Cause we done came a long way from selling candy on the stoop. Nights freezing in them jacks to get the semen off my steps. All marble when I walk in. Gotta watch out for deaths. Always take it to the rack. Can't defeat me with a press and stock mops. We ain't the type to alleviate the mess. Just took a crazy loss cause my plug was rushing. I done felt, I brushed it off and got back to the money. Poor side of down 20. Ain't shit you gonna tell me. Can't get it with the wet, I got it back with the 20. And I've been plugged in before, still ain't shit you could sell me. So much residue that I left in them tellies. Don't use the black light. My trap life, got them looking for me with a flashlight. Just to be a skater on my half pipe. Whole lot of trap nights, praying that I stack right. Hit it with that act right to get my money in shack height. Used to give it half price just to get it stash right. Don't know why I'm staying used to the shit I went through last night. Still I watch left right. Nights like this, part of the sacrifice. Doing wrong to obtain a blessing. Clutching that cannon tight. Praying that they don't catch you lagging and get your cabbage sliced. But drugging at the same time. Hustling without a sane mind. Cause you try and feed your peace and lead the streets the same time. Trials come with either side, so it's never a peace of mind. Brought this little peace of mind, so you don't take a peace of mind. My main goal was make it home. That's something you should keep in mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back, GI Radio Battle Talk Wednesdays. I got my my guest, SK Labby Lab the Great. Y'all still with me?
Hey, it's SK.
All right. Sure, let's jump right back into these questions. Let's get into some juicy stuff, man. Again, I'm gonna start with you, SK. Is the Maryland battle rap scene slept on?
Hell yeah. big slept on, man. Big slept on. Like, it's a lot of niggas in DOCC specifically slept on, but in Maryland is a whole, like DMV, I mean, a lot of niggas, there's a lot of spitters in here that it's not what they, I think they should be or could be, to say. You know what I mean?
Lady Lab, what you think? We slept on or what?
Is we. Understatement. Man, like, we slept on for real. And so, but you know what? I'm not even surprised, because being in Maryland, it's a lot of people holding that title to them crabs, yo. They help each other up, pull each other down, not knowing it's big talent out here. Big talent, bro. Come on. Maryland is slept on. We can't get that notoriety because I think it starts at home first. That's how I feel. Maryland got correct. We got to get right. And we're going to take over everything. But they, their battle scene just lit, but I think Maryland can come with a whole new wave back.
Now, let me ask you this, SK. Being that you got South Carolina, you got Atlanta, you got Florida with a ton of battlers, of course New York, you got Cali. What's the problem with Maryland? Why can't Maryland get off? Why can't Maryland get off the ground, man? In your opinion?
You know, I wish I knew. In my opinion, I never really thought about it, put too much thought into that. I don't know offhand. You know what I mean? Like offhand, I can't even call it. I can't call it because I can't see the talent out there. The skill there, the consistency. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. And we even got, I mean, there's a couple cats that made, you know what I mean, sort of breaks in the Ultimate Madness URL scene, but even so, like, we still don't get the shine for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Thanks. What you think, Larry Lab? What's holding us back? What's holding Maryland back?
Unity. Everybody moving as one. You know what I mean? Like, just like you said, there's a lot of other battle scenes, but they move strong. Like, they be at each other's events. They be together. They hold it down. We need to be on that a little bit more. If they're not trying to let us in, then we got to kick the door down. We got to stick together. That's how they make the wave. That's how we got to make the wave. We got to let them know that Maryland is here. We're not asking no more. We here. We giving our input.
Let's go to the next question. Who is in battle rap, and this is top tier, this is battle rap period, who is the most overrated battler in your opinion?
Like, why? I don't know. And why? One that just comes to me, I don't know, again, I didn't put a lot of thought in it, but one that pop up to me is Geechee Gotti. I feel like he's overrated, big time.
And why?
Another one, Don Marino. Why? Which one are we talking about? Geechee, I feel like he's just not nothing too crazy, you know what I mean? I feel like all this shit is basic. It's always the same. I mean, like, he can rap, and I do fuck with that, like, that jail shit and that street shit he'd be spit, but it's always the same. It's one avenue, one. It's just, you know what I mean? It's the same shit, and it's nothing, like, too crazy to make you think. To me, like, I don't hear, like, Run Nitty and Twerk bars and, like, I mean, a lot of other people, like Quantum Physics, I don't hear, like, them type level bars. And with Don Marino, I just feel like, I don't know, man. He just, like, he be spitting, he got bars, but I feel like he overrated, man. It's just, it's something with him missing. I feel like people hype him up. I don't know.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Let me laugh. Who overrated?
Man, hold on. Overrated. That really is a tough question, though. You don't really know who's overrated. You went to Don Marino, though. You went to, like, Midtail on me. So now, like, SK got me thinking all over the board.
I gave him one top tier, one mid.
All right. This not going, like, my decision not all the way Don Marino, but you want to say Don Marino, I feel like in Florida, the whole Florida, that man got a crazy following. But I feel like the rest of the world not rocking with him. You know what I mean? So he could be real, like, I don't know. That's a tough one, y'all. I don't know how to answer that one. I don't know who yet. SK fucked me up. He said Don Marino.
I said who's overrated. Now let me ask you this, SK, who's underrated?
Who's underrated? I don't know, man. I think Saga underrated because I feel like he is one of the top. His pen, I feel like his pen is definitely one of the top, like up there with Run Mitty type top. And Twerk when he's on the shit type top. Like, that man, like his pen crazy. I feel like he don't get that respect, though. Like, people say, you know what I mean, give him his recognition as a dope MC, but I don't think he get that type. You know what I mean? He obviously don't get Run Mitty type respect. His pen is crazy. I think that's definitely a good pick for me. Underrated, for sure.
Okay. Lev, who's underrated?
Man, because I don't know. I feel like the top tiers, the mid tier, everybody in the UL realm, I feel like they already got that solidified. They good. Underrated, as far as what I know, what I've seen. Damn. I'm going to go with, you know what? No cap, I'm going to go with Big Bro. I'm going to go with K Nails, man. Yeah. Straight like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
solid choice.
Everybody else is solidified. They got their ways to make it. I feel like Nails is stupid, yo. He different. And when everybody catch on to it, they're going to be a fan. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be a fan. I feel like they got to catch on to him first, though. I'm running with Nels.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, SK, let me ask you this. Is it too much gas in battle rap, and can gas mess up a battle? Two-part question.
There's a lot of gas in battle rap. Entirely too much gas in battle rap. Way too much gas. Answer that. Can it fuck up a battle? Depending how you look at fuck up or how you define that. But, yeah, I mean, it can mislead you into thinking a nigga really doing something that he not. In a battle, in my opinion, that could fuck up a battle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a whole team in there, or he just be from that league, and that league just gassed him, whatever it is, and niggas gassed him for some reason, that could definitely fuck up a battle. Because it could sway the whole battle.
What you think, Lance?
I think that goes back to the winning on footage and winning in the room. Okay, for instance, that gas, right? That same gas, it can make you or it can break. Say you don't come with the same amount of people yo came with, the whole room, his spot. You know what I mean? Like, they automatically going to go for him. They're going to gas this shit, whether it was hot or not. You looking dumb on cam. But then when you sit home and watch, you be like, yo, the fuck? He was fighting back. He was spitting. You know? I think that ties into that a little bit. A little bit. Gas can work, though. Don't get it wrong. If you say that right type of thing, that right line, boom, the crowd go crazy, that shit can win you a battle. Easy.
Okay.
Even if somebody else is home state. Even if somebody else is home state. I've seen it.
Now, let me ask y'all this. These last four is crucial. I want y'all honest answers, man. Now, I know people have done it before, right? This question I'm about to ask, people have done it before. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this. I feel like you should be able to do it if the footage don't drop. But if you already got footage out there with you saying this, it shouldn't be done. So now I'm going to ask y'all, SK, recycling, yay or nay?
I think you just summed it up. In my opinion, was just summed up from what you just said. If it's not seen, not out, not on. Basically, if it's not on film, not on footage, then yay. If it is, then nay. Unless, I mean, like, you could take a bar and, like, you know what I mean, do your thing with it, freak it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, reuse a bar somehow and do something, you know what I mean, creative with it, but, like, reuse shit straight up. Nah, that's a nay, big nay.
What you think, lad?
You already know me. I'm not big on the recycling at all. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't like it. You know what I mean? It, even if it haven't been seen yet,
there might be a few people in that room that actually know that you said that. Everybody make that same face when they hear you spit it again. Nah, I'm good. I don't like to recycle. Negative for me. Come up with some new stuff. Affect yourself. You know what I mean? Push your pin. I'm not cool with recycle.
I asked this because in the battle with Twerk versus it was the GOTC battle. I can't remember who Twerk even battled.
Sway Seven.
Yeah. He recycled a couple. Yeah, but the crazy thing is, I was reading a comment, and in the comments they was like, "Yo, if it's fire, you should be able to say it again." Just like a rapper, if he say a fire 16, he go and say it again on the next radio station. He don't go and write a whole number 16. He repeat it again.
I don't see that.
You get what I'm saying? So,
he
recycled.
No.
I was like,
I was in the hip. Against Sway 7, yeah, he recycled that.
The only reason I was hit because
a nigga made a video. A nigga made a video and pointed it out. It was old Twerk videos that nobody ever seen before. I never seen it, and I'm a Twerk fan. So, like, it had to take a nigga going and, like, showing the clips and making a whole video editing to for you to know that he recycled that shit. But he did recycle
that. That was a fire battle. See what I'm saying?
It was.
It got me thinking, like, is recycling really bad if it's extremely fire and the people love it? You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people in them comments heard that before, but they still was rocking with it when they rewatched it. So, if the fans love it, is it a bad thing? Are you cheating? Are you cheating your opponent, or you just giving the fans what they want? You know what I mean?
Or Steve, they rock with you that must have let it rock, and they scared to tell you that, yo, you recycle. Like, you shouldn't use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be evil, or it depends how you going to play it.
If you make a slogan out of a bar or something, that's cool.
I don't rehearse with a lot of niggas, so I don't catch people recycling until after I hit a battle. You know what I mean? So it's just weird, but I don't like the recycle. I'm not really with it. Push it in, you know what I mean? Make yourself better. Like SK said, it's the same shit if you don't.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's move on to this joint. We got about 5 minutes. I want to get these last couple joints out. Can you win a round if you choke? Can you win the round if you choke?
Nah, you can't. In my eyes, I haven't seen different and read different, you know, online, heard people say different. In my eyes, no. In no way, you choke, that's it. Round, you lost that round. 0-1.
Okay. Lev, can you win? Can you choke and win the round still?
Let me ask you what you mean by like choke. What's your choke?
I'm talking about mess up, choke. You know what a choke is. It might take
like a bad
30, 40 like seconds, like a bad choke. Like a choke. Not a stumble.
So
not a stumble. A stumble is different.
Not a stumble.
I'm talking about.
See, that's what I was getting at. Not a stumble. All right, a choke. Yeah. Yeah. If you choking like that, you lost. That's just the rules to it. A stumble, that's what I was getting at. A stumble you can bounce back from. Everybody does that sometimes. You get hyped. Or the gas. The gas can make you stumble. But if you're choking,
what's the difference?
The difference, the stumble is, you know the person got
it. The definition is loose.
All right, say you stumble SK, right? A stumble to me is like you in a groove. The crowd can see it. The fans, we all see it. You in a groove. But you just so hype, or maybe the gas got to you, or you got to drink a water real quick, and you got to get back to it. Like you, or you might stutter a word. Those are little stumbles to me. You hype, you know. But a choke.
Yeah, I agree. That's my definition too.
See?
Yeah, you might stumble a word, or you might say the wrong word, and then come bring it right back. You know what I mean? Like that's a stumble. A choke is you stop, you pause, and you got to think about your next bar.
Exactly. You totally forgot. That's a joke. If you do that, I'm gonna say you lost the round because you could come back with a fire ass third. Tone back to that answer. I have seen that. I have seen people come back off a choke and kill shit.
Right.
Speaking of lock,
you just lose the round, not the battle. You lose the round.
I mean, C-Rock. He did it. You know, like a lot of them did it. Even them top tier ones, they have choked and still won the battle.
Yeah. You can choke and win the battle.
I was ready to say win the round. I know you could choke your first and win your last two. I'm talking about the round. I said that because Lux choked. I think it was the second, but then they still say he won the round. So I was like, that's what made me, you know, ask that question. And it's crazy because I think he won the round. But I think he won the round. But again, like the rules is the rules. If you choke, you gotta forfeit that round. So it is what it is. Let me get this last question in. SK, do records matter in battle rap? Like, does it matter if you 27-0? I mean, you know what I mean? Do records matter? Wins and losses matter in battle rap?
Nah, not to me, because honestly, I mean, if both people get their material out, the winning, who wins and lose is like opinionated. It's, I mean, everybody got their own opinion, their own preference. Everybody's not going to say this person won. I mean, you got like chokes and stuff, and you could tell, like, if they could get bodied, then those are like official losses. But that shit, all that shit's tied in your record. So your record as a whole, I don't think, it don't matter. It's a matter of what you do. Plus, people get better. You know what I mean? You could have been on a losing streak when you first came in this shit, and that's not the case now. You're a totally different artist. You know what I mean? So I don't think it matters. No. That ain't what's important.
Do records matter, Lev?
Not really. Not to the most part. When it comes to getting that bag, it do. You know, because then other people start looking at you different. Like, yeah, he killing shit. He up there. Times it do. It makes a person want to push his pen. But for the most part, like every battle rapper has taken a loss, and they still in the same status unless you're really getting smoked out there, and you just dropping rank like flies. That's it. That's the only time a record it really means something. If you're really getting smoked, or if you really really winning, that's it.
Yeah,
they look at you
different. I think great battles will get you paid faster than winning battles. If you smoking, like if you just 30 in people, it's gonna start to get looked at like he ain't battling nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's
right.
Like Floyd. Like he beat everybody. It's cause he's better than everybody, but everybody starts to look at it like, they're not even close. It's not a good battle. It's not even a good fight. So I think every battle rapper should go in looking for the best opponent to have the best performance, like both, like great battles. Because when people watch it, you get them constantly over and over and over. It's not even about winning or losing. It's like, yo, it was a dope battle. Instead of you just straight murdering somebody. Like, we don't even really talk about the murders no more. You know what I mean? Remember at one time, a 30 was what you wanted. Like, a 30. I think now dope battles is where it's at. Like, that's what people are looking for because it's just so many, you know what I mean? It's so many people doing this battle thing and there's so many whack, super whack people.
I kind of second you on that one, though, because me personally, if I want to go for, like, the 30-30 and you hear me shouting 30-30, it's real personal between me and the op. You know what I mean? If I'm going to a battle, my mind state is I want to win. It's a battle. It's a war. We clashing. You know what I mean? I want to be the last man standing at the end of the day. I settle for a 2-1. I settle for a gentleman's 2-1. I'm not going to go in there. If I get the 30, I'll get it. But I settle for the gentleman's 2-1 at the least. You know what I mean? If I can get it. If I lose, then I admit that I lost. But I'm not coming in there like that. I want the 2-1 at least.
Of course, I'm not saying you want to lose. I'm saying if the battle is a classic, for instance, just to, you know, let's say you and Drew battle, right? 2-1, it don't matter. Like, nobody cares who won or who lost. The fans won. You get what I'm saying? It's not even about who won or who lost. It was a dope battle.
That's
so nobody loses. You get what I'm saying? Nobody, no matter who say, if they say Lavish lost, if they say Drew lost, it don't matter because y'all both put on a great, great, great performances. So we can watch those battles over and over. Now, if you just 30 them, I wouldn't watch it no more. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't care to watch it no more because it's like, it was. A, I would look at it like, oh, that's, yeah, it's nothing to watch. It's like you won every round easily. What am I going to keep watching this for? So I feel like those type of battles, I feel like as y'all as battlers should want those type of battles instead of 30s. I mean, the 30 only going to last, what, a week or two? Those classics, people are going to go back to them over and over and over and over and over and watch it.
When you,
because,
when you
know,
put
it's
it
just
fire. When you put it that way, yeah, that's a fact. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not saying go in there and be like, oh, I want to win 2-1. No, you want to win. You want to destroy them. But when it's going back and forth, I just think the battle's better. But check us out. We ran out of time. I just want to, you know, shout out SK, Lavvy Lav for joining me. This is the first episode of Battle Talk, GEI Radio. We're going to be here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Before we get off, SK, let everybody know where they can find you at, your social media and everything.
I'm on Instagram, at it's SK, I-T-S-S-K. And you can find me on Facebook, Chris S.K. Carter.
Facts. Lav, let everybody know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Facebook at Lavish Weedon, Instagram, Weedon Lavish. You know, that's the thing. Hit me on the snap, too, Lavish Tellum. Mr. Lavish Tellum. Shout out, bro, S.K., man. Appreciate you. Shout out, Tune.
Oh, really likewise, bro.
You know, we here. Let's go Maryland shit.
You already know. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI underscore Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. And you can also follow GEI Radio on all platforms at GEI Radio. Like I said, we here every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Tune in. We're going to have two other battlers next week. Again, shout out to SK. Shout out to Lavvy Lav, the great. I appreciate y'all boys for coming on, showing me love, man. Keep doing y'all thing, and y'all already know if I got anything to do with it, Merlin definitely gonna get on the mat. So, we out. Everybody, stay safe. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Peace.